The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Daf Nun Bet. Today's daf is being studied by Nishmat Avram ben Esther and Morzekenir ben Yosef ben Sarah. Who are Hashem Terechem ben Eden Amen. Today's daf is being studied by Shneema Golda Bat Miriam and Shalom ben Miriam, Sarah bat Rachel, Sarah bat Rachel, Moshe ben Dina, Asra Yosef ben Simcha. In that, if I remember, for the nefesh, for the goof, for the time, can I remember the king of the sovereign Omar Amen. Begin today's daf of Nun Aleph Amud Bet. Starting two lines from the bottom, the Nun Mishnah, Noder Min HaHalav. A person made a neder from milk. Mutar bekum. So he's allowed to have the kum. That's the way, or the like the water that comes out of the milk when you're making cheese. So like water that comes out, so that's not considered halav. Okay, we call that the mehalav. So therefore it's going to be permissible. That's the kum. The Rabbi Yosef Osir. Rabbi Yosef says, no, even the kum is going to be asur. The Gemara is going to explain his logic. Min hakum, the guy who said himself on the kum, the way, mutar bihalaf. It'll be permissible to have the milk itself. Okay, it's master from the Mishnah, at least, that Rabbi Yosef agrees with this part, but from the Gemara, it's going to say that Rabbi Yosef argues on this statement as well. Abasha udomer, anoder min hagivina, a guy comes over and says, I'm making a neder against cheese. Asur ba ben menucha v'tefila. It includes salted cheese and it includes even unsalted. Look at the bottom line in the Ran. De'lo atema b'nei sherov ha'givinot menuchot en stama menucha mashma'a kamashmalan. Don't say that since the majority of cheeses are salted, that when a guy says givina, stam is salted. Kamashmalan, when he says givina, means all sorts of cheese, whether they're salted or not. Anoder min ha'basar. A guy comes along and makes a neder against basar. What's basar? Meat. Mutar berotev ubekipa. So he's mutar in the rotev. Rotev would be like the gravy, the water that the meat was cooked in. Even though the water itself has a ta'am of the basar, it's permissible. Ubekipa. What is kipa? Ran, top line. Meat?
Shreds.
Shreds, right. Kipa, ainu dak shel basar, shiyured shulei kedera. You know, the bottom of the pot has like some shreddings of the meat. That's like I said, when he meant basar, he meant the actual basar itself. It's not including the shreds of the meat itself. Rabbi Yehuda osir. Rabbi Yehuda comes along and says, sasur. Because bottom line, the meat or the gravy has ta'am basar. So since you said, I'm not eating basar, that has the ta'am of the basar, it's going to be asur. So comes the Gemara and says, Amar of you, Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda supports his opinion from a story. We have a story where a guy made an edit against bitzim. I'm sorry, against basar, and they cooked the basar with bitzim, with eggs, and obviously the eggs got from the flavor of the basar. Rabbi Tarfon said, you can't eat it. So what do you see over here? That it doesn't only include the basar itself. Anything that has a ta'am of the basar also is going to be asur. So that supports his shita from a story. Amru lo kenadavar. They told me 100% right. We're not denying the story that's what happened, but different scenario. Why? Ematai, when is that forbidden to have the items that also get the taste of the meat? Bizman shiyomar basar ze alai. When the guy comes along and says, this basar, he's specifically referring to a piece of meat. This piece of meat is forbidden. Then already it's going to be asur, not only the piece of meat itself, but anything that this piece of meat gives ta'am to. Basar ze'alay shanoder min adavar v'nitarev be'had be'acher, which is the guy made a neder on a certain item. They got mixed up with something else. Im yesh bo benoten ta'am asur. So if there's going to be ta'am in the item, so it's going to be asur. So therefore, because he said the specific piece of meat itself, hanoder min hayayin. But if a guy comes along and just says a generality, he says hanoder min hayayin. He's forbidding himself from wine. He doesn't say this specific wine itself. Mutar b'tavshir sheyesh bo ta'am yayin. It's permissible to have a tavshir that has a flavor of wine itself. And the same thing would be with the basar. So what the Gemara, what the Mishnah is trying to say is, Rabbi Yehuda, you're right in your testimony with the eggs, but that was only a case because he said basar zu. But in the Chinam, if a guy just says kunam alai basar, then he means basar per se, and not the items that get the flavor of the basar. Amar kunam yayin ze. Oh, but similarly, if he would have said yayin ze, this specific wine, chari tohim v'nafal et tavshil, and it fell into the tavshil imyez bo benoten tam. If there's enough to give it tam, are ze asukos going to be asukos. Bottom line, he's having hana'a from the yayin itself. Now let's read the Ran. Top line of Ran. Amar Rav Yehuda ma'ase ve'asar alenu. L'sayeya l'Rabbi Yosef ma'iti ha'chuvda. Right, it's coming to support Rabbi Yosef. That what? That which I just told you. That not only are you asur on the actual meat itself, but you asur on any item that gave flavor to... So he said, what's my proof? I have a story with Rabbi Tarfon. Guy made an edit against the meat. The rabbi told me you can have the eggs that were cooked with it. So the Gemara ran. Amru lo ba'alim machlokto shel Rabbi Yosef. The ones that are arguing on Rabbi Yosef, what they tell him? Ken adavar. Kemo shata me'id. You're right. We're not arguing on the story. Aval in ze ra'aya. But no proof. Shelo asar bitafon ila bezman she'amar basar ze alai. When he said specific, basar ze kevan de amar ze. Right? Once he said the word ze. Shavya anafshe haticha de isura. Then already the piece of meat itself becomes a piece of meat that's asur to him in all ways. Not only in its essence, but even if it gave a ta'am to somebody else. V'asur b'yotzeh, anything that comes out of it, is also asur. Shanoder men ha-davar. Kilomar davar zeh. The Mishnah is giving the it's codifying it now. Shanoder men ha-davar. What do you mean, anoder men ha-davar? Specific. When a guy says, basar zu, kilomar davar zeh, v'nit'arev be'ach. And it got mixed up in a... another item. Im yesh bo benoten ta'am. Now what does it mean if he has to give his ta'am? Im yesh b'mina oser kedei liten ta'am b'shel heter. Which is if the isur, there's enough amount in the mixture that gives a ta'am to the heter, ugon delek ha-shishim b'shel heter, and it's asur. You know, normally the shi'ur of ta'am is what? Shishim. Which means, if you have less than 60, then Hakamim already tell us that that's enough mixture, which means, let's say you have one part of Isur, of this Yayin, let's say, or this Basar, that fell into 40 parts. So you don't have enough to neutralize its Ta'am. So therefore, Hakamim no ten Ta'am. But Hakamim established, if you have Shishim, you could assume that the shishim is going to neutralize the ta'am itself. So that's what he's saying. Benoten ta'am, and give the shishim. Okay. Over comes the Ran over here now, and has a very strong question on this whole piece. What are we even going with noten ta'am over here? What are we giving a 60 rule? The chaura, it should be even more than 60. It should be not batel at all. Why? So let's give just the one hagdama of a rule that we learned earlier. There's a rule in Isur Veter on an item that's called a davar sheyesh lo matirim. You know this in Masechet Betzah, if you remember. Davar sheyesh lo matirim is a type. Very good. That's an item that eventually, if you just wait it out, it's going to be permissible. Right now it's asur, but it's going to be permissible. So items like that, Hachamim said, are not batel at all. What are you relying on bitul for? Why do you have to rely today on bitul? Wait it out, and it'll become permissible. The classic example that we gave at the time was a betzah shenolda biyom tov. Right? We had a betzah that was born on yom tov. You had a problem of nolad. Right? We said it's asur, it's mukseh, it's a problem. It got mixed up now with 1,000 betzim. 1,000 betzim? Chaura, it's more than rov, it's more than shishi. You have no problem. Can't eat it. Why? Because it's only asur on the first day of yom tov. Wait till the next day, and already we said it becomes mutar. So therefore, davar sheyesh lo matirim, an item that is going to be mutar, the general rules, afilu be'elef lo matir. Good. Now let's discuss this case over here of a neder. A neder, a kunam, is also in the category, the chaura of davar sheyesh lo matirim. Why? Because if you go to the rabbi and get absolved from making hafara or hatara on the neder, you can get it off. This is an item over here that's not a conclusively isur be'etzin that you can never get off. It's not like a piece of nevela. Mm-hmm. Piece of nevela, you cannot undo it. Right? Piece of terefa, you can't undo it. Neder, the vashish shobetim. Go to the rabbi. Rabbi, I have harata. Give me a petach. The way we learned, and the rabbi can solve it. So such an item that has a way out, it's b'mchinat. This is a different type of the vashish shobetim. It's not in yad of waiting it out, but it's in yad where you can undo it, you can be matir it. So therefore, we don't rely on bitul. So why is the Mishnah saying that if it got mixed up with something else, Vinotin Tam, go with the 60 rule. I don't care, no 60 rule. The Chavurah should say, once it gets mixed up with something else, I don't care if there's 1,000 of Heter against it, it's going to be Asur. That's the question that the Ran asks. Let's read that inside. Vekashyali. That's a question that the Rabbanim have over here. Hechi amrina nachad im yesh bo benoten tam asur demashma ha'in bo benoten tam mutar. Right, tell me if you have, let's say, more than 60, it's mutar. Ve'ha nedarim devash yesh lo matirimu. Right, it's an item that you're able to be matir. Kede amrina kama perika noder mena yarak nafnun tet mishum de mitzvah lashtule alayu. Not only it's plausible, but it's a mitzvah to go and absolve oneself from the nedarim, mid Rabbi Natan, the kaimalan, the chol, sheyesh lo matirim, afil be'elef, no batil. That's the question of the Ran. Answer, v'yesh lomar. He gives a klal now. Dechi amrinan afil be'elef lo batil, hanimile min b'mino. Oh, what to say? It's only talking about items that are like items. Min b'mino. Which means you have, let's say, you know, two pieces of meat fall into each other with the same item itself, then already you have the law of the Mashiach should be mentioned. Normally, let's say, if Min Bimino with two similar items, not two things that have a different ta'am. Let's say they have the same ta'am. Two items that fell into each other, one Eter, one Isu. Normally, let's say we go Batil Barov, you have a rule of majority. But if one of the items is the Mashiach should be Matirin, then already we're going to say, Afidu Be'edah Flobeg. That's only on like items. Min Bimino. אבל אחר כי קטן מתערב באחר ואם הוא תאמר גם מקסטופת סבניות שאינו מינו. What's the proof? ביצים. הוא תאמר eggs? The eggs fell into what? The meat. Isn't eggs and meat mean שאינו מינו? Two different items? That goes with the tam. ביצים שלבשו עמו וכל שאינו מינו אפילו בדבר שיש לו מתירים בנותן טעם. So John is giving us now כללים over here. That this whole thing that we said the Vashesh Shom Atinim, it's not in all scenarios. It only applies by Min B'mino. Min B'sheinu Mino, Afilu B'edah Vashesh Shom Atinim is going to be Matir B'rotem Tam. B'ayinu D'etnam, Masechet Hala. Okay, brings an ayat l'tzanotin, Se'or Me'isat Hittim, L'toch Isat Ha'oriz. Okay, you have two different doughs over here, right? Isa of Hittim, of wheat, and you have Isa of Oriz, of rice. Im yesh ba ta'am dagam. If let's say it has a ta'am of dagan, of let's say the grain of the wheat, hayevet. So you hayevet to give hala. Ve'im lav petura. And then, otherwise, if it doesn't have the time, it's going to be petura. In ken, lam amru atevet oser bechol shehu b'mino b'shelo b'mino benoten tam b'tevel. Tevel is items that you didn't take. Let's say the terumot, masrot, hala. Tevel itself is davar sheyesh lo matirimu. Why? Take the terumot and masrot, right? And still, that filu ake ketar d'shelo b'mino benoten tam. But we said, if you have a mixture of, let's say, the orez and the chita, right? If there's ta'am, so there's going to be asur. But if there's no ta'am, it's going to be mutar. What do you mean? Devash yesh shumatim. Tevel is devash yesh shumatim. You see what? That an item that's min shebisheinu mino, you go with ta'am even by דבר שיש לו מתירי, ואחר נאמר איתה בהדר בירושה מתפלגים לגלסין על תמה זה הכלל. רבי שמעון אומר משום רבי יהושע, כל דבר שיש לו מתירי כגון תבל ומעשה שני והקדש וחדש. All these different items, תבל, you can fix, מעשה שני, you can take out. Right, הקדש also, you can be פודה, וחדש also, you can wait it out until the second day of Pesach, the time, all these items are דבר שיש לו מתירים, לא נכתובו חכמים שיעור, אלא מין במינו במשהו, clearly, ירושלמי, מין במינו, when they got mixed up with something else, משהו, wait it out, דבר שיש לו מתירים, take the תרומה, take the מעשר, ושלא במינו, בנותן טעם, וכל שאין לו מתירים, but if there's no מתיר כגון, תרומה, תרומה itself remains באיסור, מין במינו, ושלא במינו בנותן טעם, עלה נדרה, מה את עביד לון? Oh, now what about נדרים? How do you classify נדרים? כדבר שיש לו מתירים, do you consider דבר שיש לו מתירים, התרה, או כדבר שאין לו מתירים, מסתברה, מעבדינה כדבר שיש לו מתירים, דברים על תמן, שזקן, מנים לחכם, עוקר הנדר, בעיקרו. Good, so therefore, it's a heavy heter. מתניתה, עבדה אלון כדבר שיש לו מטרים, דתנינה שנודם לדבר, ונתערב באחר, המשנה, יושבי ברינגזר היף מהמשנה, היא מראה איסור, מראה נדר על העיר, וגם מקסט אפ ווית, סבתי, אז אם יש בו בנותן טעם, אסור, טיפטס, או יקצב וקונקלוד, במין, בשן או מינו, בדבר שיש לו מדברי זה מפורש כמו שכתבנו. So therefore the Ran supports his חילוק from actually a בפירוש ירושלמי that calls נדרים דבר שיש לו מתירים, and therefore makes the חילוק המין ממינו and מין בשאינו מינו. אני כתיב זופיך כקשו על הרב אלפסי זל שכתב בלכותה בפרגיד הנשן חולים בעניין פאץ' אפאי מסלי בתנור. You have bread, right? So you cook the bread, let's say, with סלי, with meat, roasted the stuff in a oven. They might, I mean, that's what they're going to be kutah. So you cannot have the bread now with kutah. Kutah is like a yogurt. It's a dairy item. Ah, forgot the kamalan, dirreha lav miltahi. Even though, what do you mean? Well, how did it come in contact with the meat? It's reha. All you have is the smell. The aroma of the meat is in the same oven. And we have a rule, reha lav miltahi. Reha is not enough to make an item in bisari or halabi. Hainu tamah mishum david ema shiyesh lo matirim. You know why it was all said? The Vash is Shlomatirim. Why? Deha matzeh lemichle ba'adeh b'sra. Who told you to eat it with kutah? Eat the bread with meat. So if since you have a way out, I'm not going to give you the angle. Umeshubahachi afil b'elif lo batil. Elu devarav zal. Alma desvira lezal. Deafilu shelo b'mino lo batil. You see, the reef is holding what? Even shelo b'mino. Because bread and the kutah is different items, right? Milk and meat. And still he's saying what? Since the bread, you can eat it with something else, yes, don't eat it with the kutah. What do you mean? The chaura, it's mim mishenu mino. And therefore you should say, you don't go with the devash, but you go with ta'am. Since there's no ta'am, the chaura should be mutar. So therefore the question on the reef that the Rav saying, I just established it from Yerushalmi, this haluti mim mimino, mim mishenu mino. That what? The Dashlam rule does not apply by mean b'she'en o'mino. I said, and why then did the Reef come along and say, when a guy cooks in the oven, he has bread with his meat, right? So we come along and say, what? You shouldn't have that bread with kuta. Why not? The chaura should be good. Quote the rules that we know with the ha. You know why? Because the bread is about shesho batiri. Who told you to eat it with kuta? Go eat it. Because the way to eat the bread without getting into the issues. Go eat it with meat. So then we're going to be, Mahamir, what are you talking about over here? What are we talking about? This issue over here is the bread with that has the top of the basar with kuta. Does it mean the b'she'en amino? If the bread itself doesn't have a ta'am, so therefore it shouldn't be, which doesn't, shouldn't be an issue. It shouldn't fall into the category of isur over here, afilu be'en, if that's the question. V'yefshar kemot shkatavnu b'rayot b'rurot. We just proved the rayot b'rurot from Yerushalmi, that what? That should be okay. So comes the Ran, and he comes and he wants to offer Yishuv in order to understand the Riva. Amru, and they said, שאפשר ששמח הרב זל על אותה שאמרו פרק משילים, גבי האישה ששאלה מים ומלח לאיסתה. Okay, let's say a lady, she went, she borrowed water, and she borrowed salt, let's say, for her dough. So הרי כרגלי שתיהן. So now, the question is, like, the people that borrowed her, or lent it up, they have a certain distance where they're able to walk. They have a certain tchum where they were on Yom Tov, so they're bound by where they were. So the question is, where could you transport this stuff? Oh. So it's bound by the owner, and you have to now make a
tchum.
Tchum, exactly. So you're bound by the legs, literally, of both of the people that gave you the items, which means the items itself follow the original owner where you can transport them. Uparchinan v'amai. So what are you limiting it? And therefore, you want to say it's going to be asur because it came out of the yitrum. Liptil ma'im umelach legabei isa. What are you worried about? Why should I go after them? You have the dough. Let it be batil in the dough itself. What's batil in the dough? So then you can do whatever you want. It's yours. Uparker av Hashem mishum David davash yesh lo matirim. It's a davash. Wait till after Yom Tov. You have no issues of tchum at all. Ve'afidu be'elif lo batil. Ve'amayim umelach legabei isa. Now what are we talking? She's given the flour, the lady, right? She's just taking some ingredients. So it's mean b'she'en amino. The flour, the gabe, the water, and the salt is considered mean b'she'en amino. And still, what's the Yerushalmi saying? Or what's the Gemara saying? It's a suit. If I say shlo matirim, you gotta wait. What do you mean? Mim v'sheno mino. Ve'afilu achi heftama mishum da'avid eh davar shesh matirim alma ve'afilu sheno b'mino lo matir. Okay, raya. That's a raya for the leaf. Ve'imehalu iria. If that's your proof, then I'm not. That doesn't excite me. That proof. Why? Deshani my mumelach. Kevan da'isal lo mitabeda elabihu. You can't make dough without water and salt. Water for sure, right? So therefore, kimin bimino damit. That's like a kimin bimino. That's integral to the item itself. You're right. Like a bit ta'am, it might be different, right? Obviously, flour and water don't have the same ta'am. But you know what? Since they're integral to each other to make the dough, we consider like mean bimino different. Give us a challenge. Because bimino, with the rule is, yeah, but my teda. דברים ריש מעתה דעת, כי מכשינה ולבטיל מים ומלח לגבי עיסה המלול הבא, הרי שתעלף כף חיטים שלו בעשרת קבים של חברו, יאכל הלה וחדה, ואחיכו עליה, ואמר בי הושעיה, דשפיר עבוד אחיכו עליה. מה ישנה חיטים בשעורים דלא, כאמר לו, דוד אמין בשאינו מינו, ובטל, 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 חיטים בחיטים למל רבי יהודה, הוא דלא בטיל רבנן בטיל, זאת אומרת, כמר משה יאכל, ולא כמר המים ומלח לגבי עיסה, חיטים וסעורים הוא שמאמינה לחיטים בעיטים איכא לדמויה, כפי שאי אפשר לעיסה בלא מלח או מים ואלו דברי שתיבות. He basically wants to bring an idea with the governor over there, was trying to give a classic case of מי משאינו מינו. So how to give a case of מי משאינו מינו? חיטים וסעורים. So he's just saying, why don't you keep it in the topic that we discussed? You could have used the case of Mim She'enu Mino, Haitim with Maim and Melach. The fact that he didn't use that as his example of a Mim She'enu Mino, so you see that the Gemara was assuming that Maim and Melach, which are integral to the dough itself, is considered Mim Bimino. That's the Gemara just bringing a Ayah from the fact that the Gemara didn't choose that as an illustration. It went to the extreme of Haitim and Se'orin. So you see that what really the Gemara is considering it mean bimino. Okay, velin irin devre harav alfasiza. Dechi tenana kade davar sheish lo matirim b'she'enu mino batil. That which we say the rule of davar sheish lo matirim b'yamin b'she'enu mino. Hanimile kol she'asur akshav ve'atid liyot nitar ahar zeman. Hey, it's a soon now, but
it's
going to
be good.
Kredarim, mishum de kamevay ali kevand rabbanan bechulu isure min bimino batil kemo b'she'enu mino, which means we hold that there's bitul on both things. Rabbis hold min bimino there's bitul and min b'she'enu mino there's bitul. So the yesteran, maru hachamim lahalek bedavar sheyesh lo matirim ben. Mino the she'enu mino. So what's the halakha then? If bitul works by both items, so why are we more strict by davar sheyesh lo matirim by min mino as opposed to enu mino? Which is now he's getting to the crux. Why did they make that halakha? Right? Who is the ta'am? Rekak nir'eh li b'ta'amo shav d'hazer barav rabbi yudat efregu b'min mino ibatil ilo. Right, we have a machlok in the subject in Hachamim Rabbi Yehuda in Masechet Menachot. If min b'mino is batel at all, why? V'amim v'perek al-chumetz v'adishneem mekra achad dashdechti v'lakach medam apar u'midam asair. Okay, let's go on Yom Kippur. There are two animals. They took dam apar. Dam apar. Par is a big animal. Sa'ir is a small animal. They slaughtered it. What do they do with the bloods? They mix the bloods. And still, what does the Torah say? He takes from the mixture, but it's still called Dam HaSa'ir and Dam HaPar. Even though the Dam HaPar, for sure, the majority is Dam HaPar. The Chaurat should mevatel the Dam HaSa'ir. And still, the Torah calls them distinctly Dam HaSa'ir and Dam HaPar. So you see what mean bimino is not batel. That's the idea they want to bring. So it's a shafapish, and that moshil par meruba. Even though the dam of the pot is much more, kari le dam asair. But in the end mixture of the sair and the pot, it's considered them separate. Alma lo batil. The kasabar biyuda da'ainu ta'ama mishum. Now what's the sevara? What's the logic? The mean bimino lo batil fishe kod vashu domela avero eno mahlishom batelo ela ma'amido.
Nice.
Exactly, which means, what's the pshat bitul? When you have two different items, one can neutralize the other.
Overtake.
Right? It could overtake the time of the other, let's say. But again, two similar items, what does each item do to each other? It only strengthens it. Right. And therefore it's me'ad. It doesn't weaken it, because I'm blood, your blood. It's the same blood. Right. So therefore, adraba, each one is me'hazek, the other one, and they remain distinct.
You would imagine the opposite, Rabbi. But
umesum aches fill the biyuda bechulu isure demin bemino bebatil. So therefore, the biyuda is famous shita min bemino eno ba, and it's la'ayas from the Torah. From the Torah, it's not batil. Why? From the proof of dama sa'ir and dama bad. Right? The pshat and bitul is one overtakes it, one neutralizes it. Mashiach and like items, each one stands alone. The rabbanan lo mashma lo achi. The mekom akom mi bemino di isur veter en domim ze laze. That's not the same one. Kevan dehad asur vehad share. Hey, look at it differently. They come along and say, you can't bring a raya from the bloods. The reason why the bloods are not mevater each other, the rabbis will tell you. I agree. No one argues by the bloods. You can't argue on the pasuk in the Torah. But what's the logic why it doesn't mevater? Because both those bloods are heter. Dama sa'ir is heter. And Dama Par is heter. So two items of heter are going to remain distinct. Mashiachin, when I have a min bimino, ze heter, ve isur. Okay, so now already you can go back to the laws of bitul. Which you can't just go after the simple demyon. Oh, blood, therefore make a connection to all the min biminos. You have to go after the mitziut, what it is. Gotta go after the chiluk over here.
Exactly.
The two bloods over there, it's min bimino. But what? It's min bimino de hetera. So min bimino de hetera is not patel, but min bimino de isura, it's going to be like min shero mino. And therefore, there'll be bitul as well. El haru tamad de dama par eno mevater damasim mishum de kevad shneim olim. I mean, they both. No one from his maya is most sprinkled. Kolomach shekishirim zrika en mevaterim zeze. Tichiechi de Rabbi Yehuda zilachar demyona etzim. Just like Rabbi Yehuda, he goes after the actual demyon. He just he doesn't look at the haduk. He says, you know what?
Blood.
Finished. All min biminos eno mevater. Azu rabbanan had demyona heter. And they look at it, what is it? Heter. In the Chalem, I agree with you. Two heter, I have a mimino, erubatel. Heter isur, no. Fika ko, shahalukin, bi isur veheter, afilu min bimino, batil. Da'avi lik mimishenu mino. Because like mimishenu, which means, just like min bimino are distinct, mimishenu mino are distinct, I don't neutralize each other, so isur veheter are distinct. Aye, but they're the same items, ba'itsam, I don't care, ba'itsam. I'm looking at now the halachic status of them.
Is that'll be like,
exactly, that'll be like a mean b'she'enu mishumache. I mean the vashi shto matirim. Oh, so when it came now back to the vashi shto matirim natu rabbanam. Now again, the vashi shto matirim is obviously the rabbanan item. In the Torah, there's no such thing as the vashi shto matirim. The rabbis came along and made this issue of the vashi shto matirim. The vashi is going to be mutah. They were mahmir. So when were they mahmir? So it says the vashi shto matirim natu rabbanam mishum chumra lederbi Yehuda. כיוון שאין דבר זה חלוק מן ההיתר לגמרי באיסור והיתר שהרי אף הוא סופו להיות ניתר כמוהו, which means in a case of let's say איסור והיתר where the item eventually is going to become permissible, right? It's going to become היתר, right? Wait a little, be היתר. So then already אמרינן שאינו בטל ממינו. I'm going to say it's not going to be בטל because it's like really heter, veter, that's together. The ache av damu tuva hada shehen shavin bimin, because really it's similar because they're the same species. Ve'od sheenam halukim legamri biisur veter. You can't really say they're different in isur veter because if the items can eventually become
good.
So therefore, it's like heter veter. Mushum ache lo batir ela b'sheenu mino. Why? כדי שאותו חילוק שיש בין מינו לשאינו מינו ישלים אותו שיווי שנתווסף כאן משום דבר שיש לו מתאים לפי שהחילוק שבין המינים סיבת הביטול. Which means, what's the logic of the ביטול according to the ביהודה? The logic of the ביטול according to the ביהודה is items that are no, same items are not batil. That's the case of the dam and the dam. The items according to the ביהודה that are batil is the מין בשאינו, things that are not the same. Yeah. So therefore, והשיווי נותן שלא יהיה בטלין, הלקה, כשהוא אסור עכשיו, ואינו חסם אסור, אלא שעתיד לא ניתן לך כסף ונדר, לחזמן, אותו חסרון של איסור, כיוון שהוא מועט, ראוי הוא שישלימנו אותו חידוק שיש בו במינו לשאין מינו. Which means we can now מסרף a few things over here. Which means when you have a case of מין בשאין מינו. Okay? So first of all you have two items that are different from each other. So already you have the neutralizing factor. Which means according to everybody, but מין בשאין מינו, you have more of a kula to start off with to say that it's going to be batil. Right? So in such a case, when are the rabbis going to institute their Davar Sheyesh Matirim rule? So the rabbinical item. So they're only going to be mahmir on the min bimino side, which already we see, that's where the chumrat are. Because the whole chumrah of no bitul is by min bimino. Rabbi Udaos, even heter, even the similar items themselves, hakamim want to make a haluk between isur veheter items, right? But two heter, I know. But bottom line, that's where you had the stringencies. So in the case where you had the stringencies, we're going to add more rabbinical stringency, davar sheyesh bo matirim. But in the case of the mimim she'eino mino, we're going to come along and say, well, one's batel the other. So therefore, the rabbis didn't need to enforce another umrah of afilu be'en of lo batil. So therefore, they were more lenient on those cases. Gemara continues, nun bet amud bet, top line. Urminu. So let's just go back for a second. We learned in our Mishnah that if a person makes a neder from milk, from halav, so the Tana Kama says, mutar bekum. It's permissible to have the whey. It's the water that comes out of the milk. And Rabbi Yosef came along and was osir. Rabbi Yosef said it's asur. When you make a neder against the milk, it's asur also to have the kum as well. So Gemara says, Urminu, we have a contradiction. Min ha'adashim, if a person makes a neder that he's not going to have lentils, asur ba'ashishim. He's asur to have even honey fried lentils. That's ashishim. They would fry the lentils in honey. So that's also considered adashim. V'Rabbi Yosef matir. But Rabbi Yosef is matir. So the Nan explains the question. Top line. Ashishin amrina birushalmi de innun talfahe, that's talfahe is lentils, the megabelan, mix them together, congeal them, umitaginan bidevash, they fry them in honey. Umidirbi yose kaparich. The rabbi, the gemara is going to be yose. The ila the banan lakasha. The fagav, the gabe halav sharu bekum. Even though the rabbi said when you make a nidr on milk, they allowed the way, hainu mishum de kum lav halavu. Because the kum is not milk. Aval ashishim afagav de mitaginam bedvash adashim ninu. But I can understand the rabbi's logic. Honey fried lentils, also lentils. When a guy says I'm making an edit against adashim, you can understand why the rabbis are osir ashishim. Avad rabbi yose, rabbi yose kasha. Diach asharim mishum dekevan di idbu dubsha ashishim mikrin. Since you're telling me it's a different name, that's his logic, rabbi yose. You made an edit on adashim. Once already you put honey, it turns into ashishim. Although more so, he shouldn't osir on the kum, which is a totally different item. If even on the same item, lentils, when a guy said, I'm making a nidr against lentils, and still he's permissible with a certain form of lentils as shishim, so kol sheken, you should be matir when you make a nidr on halav, then you should be matir kum. Kum is a different item, it's not the same item as the milk. So why is he osir by the milk and the kum, and he's matir? Adashim to ashishim. So comes Gemara and answers. Second line. Lakashya. Mor ki atre, umor ki atre. Each one's going according to his place. Be'atre, the Rabbanan, in the place of the rabbis. Karu le halba, halba, ul kumma, kumma. Milk is called halav, and kumma is called kum. So if according to the rabbis, when a guy makes a neder against halav, it's not going to include kum. Be'atred Rabbi Yosef lekuma name karu lekuma de halba, which means in Rabbi Yosef's place the kum was also called kuma de halba, so it's included in the word halav. So when a guy makes a nidr against halav, it's including not only the milk per se, but anything that's called milk, so kuma de halba as well. However, when it comes to lentils, adashim are called adashim. Adashim, they don't call it ashishim. That's a different terminology, and if it was going to be mutar. So read the Ran, uparchin, mefarchin, and we answer right where we left off. The Tamad, Rabbi Yosef, Mishum, Deba'atreh, Avukar, Lekuma, Kuma de Halba. They're called Sheshem Abiv Alav. Nice way of saying it. So long as the father's name is still connected to it, meaning Halav Asur. Aval Ashishim. Kevan Shenishtanu Ve'en Shem Adashim Alehem Sharu. Once already Ashishim, it's not called Adashim anymore. And therefore it's going to be permissible. The Rabbanan Namim Mishum Haki Sharu Bekum. And the rabbis, you know why they're matirin kum? Mishub de ba'atrayu lehalba karu lehalba al-kuma, kuma. They don't call it halba, kuma de halba. So they've called the rabbis, if a guy makes it in the non-halav, it's mimutar in the kum. Vim tomal, Rabbi Yosef, tinav de nodir mena halav, asur bekum, nefisha dayin shem halav alav. De kuma, de halba karu de. Aba, elad, question of the ran. Nodir mena kum. The Rabbi Yosef holds also, when a guy makes a nedir against kum, he's asur from milk. What the music goes both ways. Amay asur b'chalav halokaru le halba dekuma. Exactly, which means when a person makes a neder against kum, let's say, why should he or said against be asur against milk? They don't call milk halba dekuma. Yeshua, the kivan dekaru dekuma kuma de halba vude halav dekum davar echad. Once already you're calling kum kuma de halba, the word halab is in there. Once the word halab is in there, it's going to say it also halab itself. So could be say both ways. You made a nidr on halab, it's osir kum. You made a nidr on kum, it's osir halab. Because the halab word's in the factor there, so it's included. Gemara, Tanya. Hanodir min halab. The guy makes a nidr against milk, mutar bikum. Well, obviously, that's going to the rabbis. Min kum, mutar bihalab. Min halab, a guy makes a nidr against milk, mutar bigibina. He's allowed to have cheese. Min gibina. Mutar b'halav, makes a neder on cheese, he can have milk. Min rotev, he makes a neder on the rotev, it's like the gravy, we'll call it. Mutar b'kipah, he's allowed to have the kipah, those are the little pieces of meat, the stringy pieces on the bottom. Min kipah, mutar b'rotev, and the opposite as well as also as well. Imamar basar ze alai, right, the guy says basar ze, he singles out the piece of meat, asur bo ubrot bo ubkipo. Is a sur on the meat itself, anything that is associated with the meat itself, like it's gravy, it's stringy, the pieces of it, because he said this piece of meat itself. Hanodir min ayayin, a guy just said, I'm not going to drink wine, mutar b'tafshir shiyesh bo ta'am yayin. He's allowed to have a food that has in it the flavor of the wine. Because when he says yayin in general, he means yayin per se, not if it's mixed up in a tafshir. Amar kunam yayin zeh. But if he says, no, this wine itself I'm not going to drink, then I found it took a tafshil, then it fell into the mixture. So as we learned yesterday, there's a difference between when he says yayin ze, or he just says yayin stam. He says yayin stam, he means the wine per se, but not if it's mixed up in a tafshil. However, when he says yayin ze, he means to osir it under all circumstances. Therefore, if it falls into a tafshil, you need 60 to go against it to take away the ta'am. Go to the next Mishnah. Noder min ha'anavim. Okay, a guy makes a neder from grapes. Mutar b'yayin. He's allowed to have what comes out of the grapes. Wine. Min ha'zeitim. He makes a neder against olives. Mutar b'shemen. He can have the oil. Amar kunam zeitim v'anavim elu she'eni to'im. But if he comes along and says, these olives, these grapes that I'm not going to eat, asur b'hem u'b'yotzeh b'hem. Then he's asur on everything, not only on the olives and grapes, what comes out of it. Because when you get, the question over here, the Gemara is going to be, what is the key lashon over here that makes this case worse? Is it elu? Because he singles them out, zetim elu? Or is it the fact that he said, she'ani to'im? She'ani to'im is like, I'm not going to even taste them. So we'll get what I was going to analyze right now. Ba'er ami barhama. Elu davka? Is it the word elu that he said? That's what makes the case worse? Or she'eni to'im davka? Or is it the she'eni to'im? Is that which makes the case worse? In the last case of the Mishnah, the guy said, Zetim elu she'eni to'im. He's a sur on everything. He's a sur on the olive. He's a sur on the oil. So you want to know what's the key word over here that was osed him? Is it because he said elu or because he said she'eni to'im? Well, give us isal katadach elu dafka. If you tell me it's the elu is the key words, she'eni to'im lamali. So what do you have to say about terminologies? What do you have to say she'eni to'im? Akamashmalan, Ela must be coming to teach us. The Afalgav, the Amar She'ini To'em, E the Amar Elu Mitzar, V'i Lo, Lo. Which means, initially the Gemara is thinking that what? The Elu is Dafka. Which if you're going to say the Elu is the key, so what are you throwing in the words then, She'ini To'em? So the Gemara comes along and says, Hakamashmalan is coming to teach me, the Afalgav, the Amar She'ini To'em, even though he said the word she'ini to'im, e de amar elu, only because he said the words elu, it's going to be asud ve'ilo lo. So the Gemara is trying to prove that what maybe the whole key over here is the word elu. So Gemara says amarava tashema kunam perot elu alai. And we had this mishnah before. Kunam perot elu. He said the word elu. Kunam hen lefi. They're forbidden for my mouth. Asud behelufehen ubegidulehen. So it's asur not only to have the fruit, but you cannot have the transfer. If you sold the fruit, what comes in its stead is asur as well. And the gedulim, which means if you planted it and things grew from it, it's also asur as well. Ha biyotze men mutar. But what's the diuk? What comes out of them is going to be mutar, which means when the guy made a isur on the fruit, it's only osening halufen and gedulehen. Mashma yotze men, things that come out of, for example, the oil, it's going to be mutar. And what? Because he only used the word elu. So you see, elu does not oser yotze mehem. Od pam. We're discussing one case in our Mishnah. The case in the Mishnah is the last case in the Mishnah. The guy made a statement. Perot elu she'eni to'em. So the Mishnah says, the perot asurim vadai. And yotze mehem is also asur. Meaning the oil that comes out of them is also asur. So the Gemara wants to know, What word did he add in that last statement that makes it so asur, that not only the fruit is asur, but what yotze means asur? Is it the elu, because you said these, and therefore these means under all circumstances, or is it the fact that it said she'eni to'im, that I'm not going to taste it? I'm not going to taste it at all under all circumstances. So the Gemara wants to bring it to ayah, elu is not the words. Why? Because we have a Mishnah earlier that said, perot elu, Asurin alai. And what do we say? Asurin bihalufen ubigidulehen. Mashma, that's asur, but biyotse mehem is mutar. So you see, when you say the word elu, it's not enough to oser what comes out of it, the juice. So the Gemara says, no, huadin dafilu biyotse mehem asur. I mean, I can tell you, the Mishnah just left it out. But huadin, when a guy says the word elu, perot elu, even the juice is going to be asur. So why didn't it say it? The adifa le lashmi'inan. What do you mean? It tell me a big hadush to Mishnah. The halufen can do lehen dame. The point of the Mishnah is telling you even halufen is going to be asur. That's a big hadush because halufen is not the item itself. But I don't have to tell you the item that comes out of it. That's vaday asur. That's the item itself. My hadush, even if you sold the item and you got something else with a totally different item, when you say elu, it's also asur. I didn't have to tell you yotze mem. So it could be the word elu is also kor oser mas yotze mem. Tashema. She'eni ochel. Guy made a neder. I'm not going to eat this item. She'eni to'em. And I'm not going to taste them. Made a neder like that. She'eni to'em. Mutar bi'ilufen ubigidulehen. So in that case, the Mishnah said, it's mutar to have the ilufen, which means what you transfer them, the items that you transfer, ubigidulehen, what grows from them. And what's the language the guy used? She'eni to'em. So you see, when the guy uses the word she'eni to'em, it's mutar and halufim and gedulim. Ha yotze mehem asur. Implying the opposite. Implying that what yotze mehem is going to be asur. Because the Mishnah over there said, when a guy makes a neder and he just says, he didn't say perot elu. He just said, kunam perot she'eni to'em. Oh, we're looking for that language now. Good, so what does it say about that statement? Perot elu she'eni to'em. Mutar bihalufehen. Mutar bigedulehen. But so implying what? But men yotze mehem asur. So you see what? When a guy says she'eni to'em, it includes she'eni yotze mehem. So give it a no. Aidi de lo nasiv beresha yotze mehem, lo nasiv nameh besefa yotze mehem. Now, since we didn't discuss yotze mehem in the resha, so we didn't discuss yotze mehem in the sefa, which is really, I can tell you really, me yotze mehem is mutar. When a guy comes along and says, perot elu she'eni to'em. Because it means only the perot. The halufim is mutar, the gedulim is mutar, yotzeim. So why did it say it? Because since in the resha, It also didn't say Yotzei Mehem Asur, so therefore it kept consistency and it didn't say Yotzei Mehem Mutar. Oh, Tashema, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Maase, Ve'asar, Rabbi Tarfon, Alay, Betzim, Shenet Bashelu, Emo. Oh, yeah, remember the Mishnah we just learned? There was a story of Rabbi Tarfon. He was Osir Betzim that were cooked with meat, because the meat gave a flavor to the Betzim. So he wanted to bring an ayah that when a guy's Osir himself against meat, he's Osir himself also against the Tam. Amru lo, they thought, oh, wait. Ematai, Bizman, Shamar, Basar, Ze'alay. Right, it's only asur when it gives flavor. When a guy says basar, zit shanoder minad davar. So when a guy makes an edit against a specific item, it arev ba'ach, and it gets mixed up with something else. Ve'yesh bo benoten tam, and it gives tam arev ze asur. Oh, so what do you see over here? That when a guy says elu, or like the case of basar ze alay shanoder minad davar arev, that's the case of he's talking about where he said basar ze. So the Gemara says, you see what? When you say elu, you know, this item or something like that, that's osir, not only the item, but it's osir even what comes out of it. So your question was, what's the key words? Is the key words elu or is the key words she'ini to'em? Well, I said, show you clearly from our Mishnah. When the guy said basar zeh, that's like saying perot elu, you're specifying. No, not only the meat is asud, but mashi yotzei mehem is also asud. So give us a no. Be'elu lo kame ba'yalan de dafka hu. For sure, I knew elu is osir everything. Elu is specific for sure. Ki kamibay elam b'she'ini to'em dafka or lav dafka. I want to know the she'ini to'em language. Is that language alone enough to osir mashi yotzei mehem? My question was never on the elu. Elu vadai is osir everything, the item and what yotzei mehem. I want to know she'ini to'em is if alone. If I said it, is that strong enough? I'll prove it to you. Tashema dag dagim she'ini to'em asur bahem. Ben gedolim, ben ketanim, ben hayim, ben mevushalim. Umutar betarit terufa, because tarit terufa, it's not a full fish. When he says dag dagim, he means big fish and small fish, but that are full. Ubetzir. And he's permissible also to have the tzir. That's the brine that comes out. Amarava. So what do you see over here? So you see that when the brine that comes out, that's yotzei mehem, and it's saying it is mutar. And he said she'eni to'em. So you see, when you say she'ini to'em, it doesn't include mashi yotzei mehem. So Gemara says, no, amar Rava, uchvar yatza mehem. Rava makes an interesting case. You know why it's mutar to have the tzir? Because it came out already before you made the neder. But in a new brine that comes out after you made the neder will be asur as well. So if we have no raya for that subject as well. So for sure, the conclusion. When a guy says elu, for sure the item is asur, and what's yotzei mehem is also asur. The question was on she'eni to'em, perot she'eni to'em. So the Gemara wanted to bring it ayah, but Rava rejected the ayah. So really, perot she'eni to'em is left in a question. So let's read the Ran now. Look at the Ran, two lines in the bottom. Yan alacha be'elu pshita lan de'dafkau ve'atzur be'yosebe be'she'eni to'em mesafka lan ve'lo efsheta ba'yan de'cheva de'lo efsheta mashwa de'naktinan. Therefore, when it comes to the Nedarim, when it goes to the Chumrah. So a guy comes up with his perot, elu she'eni to'em, it's going to asur ben hen, ben yotzei mehem. Good. Okay, let's read some Ran now, that we read the Gemara once, and we read the Ran, we'll learn it a second time, the Gemara, just to get extra clarity. Start the Ran from the Gemara. Ba'e Rami Bar Hamma. See it? Gemara, Ran. Rabbi Bar Hamma's question: Elu dafka or she'ani to'em dafka? Now Mishnah said both languages. Perot zetim elu she'ani to'em. Everything's asur. And my Yisrael yotzei mehem. So we want to know what's the key words here. Vaday pshita lel Rabbi Bar Hamma debehad mina yusagi. Rabbi Bar Hamma knows for sure you don't need both items. One would be enough. Ela mesaf kede i'elu dafka velo shani to'em delo men yamidi or shani to'em dafka ve'elu lo maniklal. Which is, which one of the two words is the key item and the other word is just lav dafka? That was his question. Right? So look at the Gemara, look at the Ran, Hakamashmalan. Skip one, let's go to the Ran. Hakamashmalan, Dafagav, Damar Shani To'em, Yamar Elu, Mitzar Vilolo, Mine Nami, Dei Shani To'em, Dafka, Kamashman, Dafagav, Damar Elu, Yamar Shani To'em, Mitzar Vilolo. Which means the Gemara tried to bring it to Ayah, It started off the process. I'll tell you, Elu's the key item. Elu's the key item. Oh, so if Elu's the key item, why did you have to say the second language then? No, I'll tell you the reason why you said the second, had to say the second language. It's saying that the second language is worthless unless you said Elu. So you see, Elu's the key. So the Ran just speaks out a very important part of this Shekla Ventaria. The Ran says, once you're saying that logic, you can say the other way also. That the main word is She'eri To'im. And why did it say Elu? To teach you that when you said She'eri To'im, that's the key. Even if you said Elu alone, it's not going to be enough. Only if you said She'eri To'im, so that logic is reversible. You know, the Gemara taught to say, oh, I'll prove it to you. Elu must be the key words. That's the Gemara's starting point. Elu is the key item. Oh, I'll prove it to you that Elu is the key item. Oh, if Elu is the key item, if Elu is the key item, so why do you have to say She'eri To'im then? Elu is enough. No, it said She'eri To'im to teach you that even if you said She'eri To'im, it's nothing unless you said Elu. Okay, good. So the Ran just says, by the way, once you can use that logic that direction, I can use the other direction. Start off the other way. She'eri To'im is the main item. Oh, so what did it say then? Elu, to teach me that if you said Elu, it's nothing unless you said She'eri To'im. So therefore, that goes both ways. So therefore, you don't have a proof yet. So now we got to continue to bring a proof. So what was the proof? The next proof. Next dram. Look at Amar Abba. Go to the first white line. Second white line. Amar Abba. Tashema kunam perot ha'elu alai. Oh, so we learned this mishnah earlier. A guy took fruit and he said, perot elu are going to be asut to me. He didn't say she'eni to'im. He said, perot elu alai. So what do we say? Hadufehen asur. What's hadufehen? You barter them. You exchange them for something else. The barter is also asur. Gidulehen, what grows from them, is going to be asur. So we made a diyuk. Those two items are asur. But yotzeh mehen mutar. So look at the Ran. The sad katatak, the e yotzeh mehen asur. Because if yotzeh mehen would be asur, tfeh avi rebutad, lishmeh di yotzeh mehen asur. Afi pich shenishtanit surat haperot, she'asar alav, mechalufim gudulim shadayin, he kayemet. Which means, I would have thought that if that was really Asur Yotzemen, it should tell me that. Because Yotzemen is a Hadush, because it's a different item. It's the same item, but it changed its Surah. So if Yotzemen was Asur, the Mishnah should have said it, because it's a Hadush. Umapich le de Adraba, ha'adif aleshmin de halufein, afapish shalo yatsu megufa esugi gedolehem dame. The Mishnah says, no, Yotzemen is not such a Hadush to say it's Asur. It is Asur when you say Alai, Perot Elum. Why? Because at least it came from the fruit itself. The Hadush of the Mishnah is that even Halufain, that's not from the fruit itself, is a totally different item, it's still going to be Asur. Good. Look at the next Ran. Tashema. She'eni Ochel. That's the end of that Mishnah. What did the guy say? Perot Elu She'eni Ochel. I'm not going to eat. Right? He said Perot She'eni To'im, so he said only the fruit is Asur, but the Halufim is Mutar, the Gidulim is Mutar. Mashma what? Halufim and Gidulim Mutar, but you must Yotze Mehem Asur. Also, you see, when you say She'eni To'im, it means what? That Yotze Mehem is Asur, right? Have Yotze Mehem Asur. The Yotze Mehem Mutar, if it was Mutar, Vadai Legabe She'eni Ochel She'eni To'im, have Yerebutat Tefesh She'eni Yotad Yotze Mehem, She'eni Halufim and Gidulim, Ked Echativ Dala'el. Which means you should have told me that. Which means when a guy comes along and says, Perot Elu She'eni To'im, if Yotze Mehem was going to be Mutar, you got to tell me that. It's a big Hadush. When I come along and say, Perot Elu She'eni To'im, that you tell me Yotze Mehem is Mutar, you got to write that. It's a big Hadush. That even though it's coming out of the fruit itself, it's Mutar. And the fact that they didn't say it, must be our implication is correct, that really Halufen is, that Yotze Mehem is Asur. And Gemara's answer was, no, it's Lav Davka. Really, I'll tell you, even when a guy says She'eni To'im, Yotze Mehem is Mutar, why didn't it say it? Because the Resha didn't say it, so the Stefa didn't say it either. But bottom line, the Gemara was unable at this point to bring a conclusive Raya. So then the Gemara comes along and brought a Raya for Elu. When a guy says Elu, Vadai, Mashi, Yotze Mehem is Asur. The Gemara's Safek was any To'im. And any time wasn't really able to bring a solid proof, the Gemara leaves it in a safek, and therefore the Ran says, Bayalu of Shita, therefore we go the Humrah, that when a guy says She'eni To'im, it's going to be Osir, not only them, but Ma, She'yotze Mehem. Amen, amen.